Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her. O Aisha! Beware of despicable sins. The great position that Aisha, may God be pleased with her, attained. With the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. She had a great prophetic upbringing. Aisha, may God be pleased with her, took advantage of this position. She asked the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, many questions. For everything that shapes it. Then I turned that into a practical reality. I committed myself to this education. To be a role model for women around the world. One of the aspects of the upbringing of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. For Aisha, may God be pleased with her. Warning her against being complacent about minor sins. And this is the warning. It stems from the breeder's distant view of who he raises. It moves it from the level of avoiding major sins. To the point of being careful of small things. Which may destroy its owner. Aisha, may God be pleased with her, says. The Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace, said to her. O Aisha! Beware of despicable sins. For she has a request from God Almighty. Narrated by Ahmed. Alaini, may God have mercy on him, said. The plural of despicable is despicable. These are sins that the one who commits them despises. And the reason why the one who did it despises her. He sees it as one of the small things. He avoids major sins. He reassures himself that he will be forgiven if he avoids major sins. This is one of Satan's intrusions into man. It depicts Ibn al-Qayyim. How does Satan attack a Muslim by belittling minor sins? By telling him. What is the matter with you if you avoid the major sins and avoid the blame? Or did you not know that it is expiation by avoiding major sins and doing good deeds? And he still makes things easy for him. Until he insists on it. The one who commits a major sin, who is afraid, shameful, and remorseful, will be better off than him. Insisting on sin is worse than it. It is not great with repentance and seeking forgiveness. Nothing small with persistence. He, may God bless him and grant him peace, said. Beware of despicable sins. Then he gave an example of a people who settled in desert areas of the land. They lacked firewood. So he made this one come with a stick, and this one with a stick. They collected a lot of firewood. They lit a fire and cooked their bread. Likewise, the degrading sins. It meets the slave and he takes it lightly. Until you destroy him. The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. In his upbringing of Aisha, may God be pleased with her. He wanted her to pay attention to these despicable things. Don't fall into it. And if you fall into any of that. I treated her by leaving her and asking for forgiveness from her. Ibn Battal, may God have mercy on him, said. And despised things if they are many. They become major sins by insisting on them and persisting in them. Based on this, the Lord of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, and the companions. This education bore fruit among the companions. A keen sense of self-accountability. Until Anas bin Malik, may God be pleased with him, said. You will do works. It is more accurate in your eyes than poetry. If we were to count it at the time of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. Of the sins. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. Al-Bukhari, may God have mercy on him, said. This means ruins. The companions used to discuss small matters and magnify them. Even though they are the furthest people away from major sins. Ibn Battal, may God have mercy on him, said. Rather, they were considered minor sins. Because of their intense fear of God. Even if they do not commit major sins. This is the view of the level of sins that a Muslim commits. Stemming from his level of faith. The more faith he increases. He magnifies disobedience to God. And the weaker his faith. Beware of sins, even if they are major sins. And the difference between the two things. It is in the state of faith. He looked at the bones of those who disobeyed. So the sin became great. And in case of weak faith, he looked at the extent of the transgression and resolved it. The prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, described this situation and said, the believer sees his sins as if he were sitting under a mountain. He is afraid it will happen to him. The immoral person sees his sins as flies passing by his nose. He said it like this. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. Today we are in a holy month. Muslims are keen to do good deeds and increase them. They also ensure that their fast is valid. They ask about the details of matters. Sometimes it even reaches the point of obsessiveness. However, some are lenient. I don't say only the small things. Even in major sins. Is now the time for our women? To hold themselves accountable in matters of dress and adornment outside the home. Is now the time for our men? To hold themselves accountable in their financial dealings. With the abundance of usury and gambling in our time. Is now the time for all of us? To examine the harvests of our tongues. We protect her from backbiting, gossiping, and contempt for others. We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her.